Okay, we are up to Perek Tes and Hilchos Kelim, and now we will continue with halachas that have to do with metal kelim. Halacha Aleph Kol Kli Metachos Sheish Lahem Sham Bifnei Atzman. Excuse me, Shem Bifnei Atzman Mekabel Tuma. Okay, so as a general principle, the Rambam says any metal kli that has its own individual name, okay, which means it's like its own entity, it can contract tuma, except for Chusman Adelis VaNagar VaHamanol VaPoseis Shetachas Atzir VaTzir VaKor VaTzinor. All right, so the exceptions here are things like doors, locks. Something like what it called a drain pipe or a beam. All these are not contracting to them. They she'ilu asu in the karka because either they're made for the ground, or it means serve on the ground, or l'shemesh, excuse me, or l'shamesh, esa'etz, or to use the wood. So none of these things would ever acquire tuma, again, because of their usage, even before you go ahead and attach it to something. The cholkim utachah she'ilu shem levai, but any, what it called, kli that has sort of like a nickname or secondary name, so also this will not, it will not end up imparting tuma on its own because it's considered like a half of a kli, so to speak, or not a complete kli. Ketzas, so as an example, okay, so akrov shel perumbia tame, right? So this is talking about a certain part of a muzzle that is tame. L'chaim shalosh al lechei habehema, but the plates that were put on the face, like the to hold the animal together, mikana mikana, either side, those are tahorin. They do not acquire tum on their own, because those metal pieces that go on the cheeks don't have their own name. Right, but when all these things are connected to, let's say, the reins of the animal, then at that point, everything is susceptible to tuma. So there are these plates they made out of metal. They would attach to people's faces during times of war. Will not contract them because these things don't have their own name. But let's say there's a place attached to them that's able to receive water. Then it's able to contract tuma like every other object that is a receptacle. Let's say I have a ring, and it's functions like a bowl below it, and it functions like a lentil above it. And let's say the bowl part becomes attached. So now this will now contract to mush, or a yisha base kibul, because it has a receptacle area. The lentil part, because it has its own name. That's nira shala. Okay, so this is a, what do you call it? Shinich neses ba'ozen, oba'af. So let's say the wire that comes from a ring, which is the part that basically attaches to like the nose or the ear, okay? And makavastoma, that part does not contract them, but they ask on its own. Haya nezem also commit eshkol. Let's say the ring is made to look like a cluster of grapes, the nifrak, and let's say what it called them, it becomes separated. Tahor, why in the shemo base kibul? There's no error or receptacle. They will call grigor memento shame of the so, and every grape, so to speak, doesn't have its own name, right? Ainer roi latakshik mishanifrak, and it's not even used as jewelry when it breaks off. So there was a type of ring that young women would wear around their leg. It was a metal ring, and it was called a biris. It's not something that's susceptible to tuma. It doesn't actually have a true form of being jewelry. Rather, it's more of a functional type of ring, like a ring that's used on a vessel, for instance. All right, but let's say there are what are called two rings, which girls put around their legs. Vishashels, metalis, banan, mizulazu, and there's a chain attaching them together. So to speak, mekablan tuma, these contract tuma, mishain tachshit yabanos. These are now considered to be jewelry for young women. Banan nekroin kivolim, and it's referred to as kivolim. So it has its own name at that point. Lachay katla shal cholios shemateches. So let's say there's a necklace with links on it, made out of metal, v'heim b'chut shel tzemer or shel pishtan, but let's say, what it called, the links that are on them are attached to wool or linen, right? V'nifsak achot, the string snaps. Hachulios mekablos tumah. So those metal things are able to acquire tumah. Neshikol echadot, the kli v'neasot, each one considered its own kli. Hayachut shel shemateches, v'achulios shel banam tovos, or shel margulios, or shel zikulpitz. Now let's say the string parts made out of metal, and the plate things, the links are made out of jewelry, for instance, or glass. So now they break, but the metal string is still intact. Then a razor mistam of the atzma that is actually able to contract them on its own. Shiare katla kimali tzavar katana, right? As long as they are large enough that they can go around the neck of a young woman. Halachavav kol kisuin shematechas tahorin. All right, so any metal coverings of kelim are tahor. Ve'imekav and tzuma did not contract them. They don't have their own name. chutz b'kiso hamechan mukiso itani shalrofin. So except for two exceptions, one is a certain type of cover for a heating thing. The other one is a cover they would put over a box that doctors would walk around with their medicinal cures. Because bandages are placed inside it, so now it's considered to be a receptacle. Let's say one polishes up and smooths over a metal covering and he makes it into a mirror. At that point, I raise him a kabel tuma, that kisui now will contract tuma. So all weights that are made out of metal can contract tuma. These are called unkios. Kana moznaim shel eitz, right? Let's say there's a the crossbeam that holds the weight together that's made out of wood. Shayu unkios shel barzel tuyos bo, that the weights are carried on each side. Mekabel stoma, why may unkios tuyos bo? Because of the metal weights that are hanging from it. Medvar morim b'moznaim shel mochrei pishtan. This only applies to crossbeams that are used by specific flax salesmen and mochrei tzemer and wool salesmen. Avos shabai batim, for the private citizen in mekabel tuma. It does not contract until the metal weights are actually attached to it permanently. Let's say weights are broken. Even if I put them back to measure again, did not acquire tumah. But let's say I designated each broken piece and said that's a half liter and that's a third, etc. Then those items would now contract tumah. Let's say a seller is put out of the marketplace insofar as value is concerned, and then you fix it, Leo Shokalba, to measure against it, Mikabel's Tuma, this can now go ahead and contract Tuma again. So there's a certain hook that's used. One kind of hook is considered Tahor, and the other one is considered Tame. Rochlim here means people who sell fine smelling items. Unkali Shel Nakliti. So those tahora v'shal dargish mistama. So these are certain hooks that are put on beds or the feet of bed. Those are tahor. And when it comes to for small stage area, those are contracting tuma. Unkuli shal kaveres hatsayadim shetzadim b'hadagim tahora. So these are hooks that are used by traps to catch fish. They're tahor v'shal sadeh mistama. But of shidah mistama, but there are those same hooks that are attached to a chest or tame. Unkuli shal minoras eitz tahor. So the hooks of lamps that are made out of wood are tahor. V'shal shulchan mistama. Those of a table are subject to tumah. Zeh klal. This is a general principle. Kol kli shemakabel tumah v'ne'atzam min haTorah. Any kli that on its own contracts tumah midoraisa. Hare unkuli shamatecha shalo v'shal shela shalo mekabel tumah. The hook that is the metal hook and the chain that's part of it also is mekabel tumah. But a kli that doesn't contract tumah could go on shute kli eitz for kli eitz avayim amida kli eitz behen. For instance, an example would be a flat wooden kli, etc. Unkali shamatachas hashal shalo, if it has metal hooks and chains, in makabel tumah would not contract tumah. V'chol achas v'achas ne'asa tahor, each one alone is tahor. She'ena unkali or shashalos kli b'ne'asa, because the chain and the hooks are not their own kli. El harein can mix us kli. They're considered like half a kli. Even the hooks that are attached to walls that you hang kalim and clothing on, those still retain their status of being Torah. So a chain that has a lock on it, mistame, contracts tumah, vasula kfisa Torah. But if it's meant to, let's say, hold something together, then it is Torah. So that is a chain that's used by certain types of salesmen. Contract tumah. Why? Because they're used to lock the stores. For the private citizen, the Torah, because it's only made for decorative purposes. So a chain that is used to measure land and the pegs that are put into the ground at the time of doing this, when they measure things, it contracts tumah. The shama koshe itzim, for those that are for people who gather up wood, tahora lefisha himish meshes today, because that chain is there to serve the wood. Okay, so it's a little confusing here. So let's say you have a chain that's four tefachim long, and it's used for a large bucket. Those that are closest to that bucket will contract them. The rest of them tar lefisha imlo shame of the atzal, because they don't have their own name. The shalshalos dali katan arba tefachim. So what it called? If the chain on a small bucket is 10 tefachim long, then it can contract them. Finally, halacha tes zayin hakadosh hamateches vazdan. So a ball made out of metal, an anvil, about kantar shel benai, a shaft that's made out of iron used by a builder, about deker shel charas, this is a carpenter uses a special type of tool, the chamor shel nafach, also a type of tool used by another type of worker, about mutatala, some mishkol shel benayim. We have different kinds of weights that are used, and iron beams, about kiraim shel barzel, shechovim henazesim, about farche shel mateches, that's also a type of beam on a blade, about ulo shekorsim bo sofrim, that's also a tip that's used by writers, rosh hakulmus shel kaneh, Kumul shel matachet, that's also the stylus that's made of metal, bakane, bakana, shemisharten, bosa sofrim, also the metal thing that's used to inscribe parchment. Kol yom kam and soma, all these things contract. Tomosha kol echaman yishlo shem b'nei'atzo, because each one has its own specific name, a name on its own. That ends Perek Tes, and we'll continue with Perek Yud tomorrow.